It's the Morning Midwest Digest. Good morning, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Wednesday morning edition of the Midwest Digest is brought to you by the Farm Futures Business Summit. I'll have this morning's stories coming up. Listen, learn, profit. That's the theme of the upcoming Farm Futures Business Summit next week, Thursday and Friday, January 24th and 25th at Iowa City, Iowa, where you have the opportunity, farmers, to learn from the industry's best experienced farm management and marketing authorities. 2019 looks to be another challenging year, but the Farm Futures Summit can help you get prepared as best you can as farmers and ranchers from all over the country attend this skill-building conference to sharpen their business skills. And you can, while there, network with farmers and ranchers from all over the country, some of the best farmers on the planet. Oh, there are segments designed specifically for young farmers, too. That's the Farm Futures Business Summit next week, the 24th and 25th at Iowa City, Iowa. The website is farmfuturessummit.com. For many folks, the timing of the big weekend snowstorm across the heartland should be just swell. The Friday through Sunday event is expected to bring at least an inch over most all of the Corn Belt, with about a half foot from around Omaha to Chicago to Detroit, and a narrow band through northern Illinois, Indiana, and Ohio could receive a foot of snow, they're saying now. And then there'll be the cold, with bitter wind chills down into the minus teens. From This Week in Agribusiness, after some not-so-friendly trade news for the grain markets, forcing prices lower yesterday, values of corn, soybeans, and wheat bounced up a little bit overnight. The grain trade continues to hang on each new bit of news about the trade negotiations with China. The late Paul Harvey would have said, "Shop talk," for a story of this nature, and he also would have labeled it partly personal. They'll have a celebration of life this afternoon ahead of the funeral service tomorrow in Maquoketa, Iowa, for longtime local radio broadcaster Leighton Hepker. Leighton, on the air at KMAQ Radio for more than 40 years, died last week after a lengthy battle with a blood cancer. Everybody in Jackson and surrounding counties in eastern Iowa knew Leighton Hepker, and most were interviewed by him sometime along the way. The owner of KMAQ, Dennis Voy, who hired Leighton back in 1975, said Leighton was a perfectionist, very serious about his job. And I can affirm that, having seen Leighton in action at the station one morning several years ago. A pair of friends and I had an appointment at KMAQ because Leighton was to interview me. We got there early, and upon walking through the front door, we were waved right into the studio with Mr. Voy, the station owner, live on the air at the time. Well, Leighton was in his car en route to the station for his Max Armstrong interview and heard the conversation I was having with Dennis. Leighton rushed to the station, rushed into the studio, apologized for being late. I don't think he was late at all. Leighton Hepker did it all in that community of Maquoketa, a life he shared with his wife, two kids, and three grandkids later. He refereed high school basketball for 25 years and even was the mayor of Maquoketa for 5 years. Leighton Hepker crammed a lot into his 65 years. That's the Morning Midwest Digest, brought to you by the Farm Futures Business Summit. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a good day.